Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We're back live. Mm-hmm. Last time was not live, pre-recorded. We were at the Hamburg Fieldhouse. Beautiful thing. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. We're going to bring our guest in here in 1 second. But first, we want to talk about our sponsors. We want to thank Abaddon Tattoo Studio, a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, and also Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Opened up a second location.
And the store isn't it's an old hardware store or something. They still have like it's like Luckowitz something, like the old glass signs in the top. It looks cool.
It's super dupe.
The one in Pottsville, they totally repainted. It was the old Sage.
I thought they were up for a little bit. Okay.
No, it's
sorry.
The coffee shop.
Sorry, I was wrong. I have to go by then.
They provide high quality tattoos and experience and piercings in a relaxed, professional, and sterile environment. We also have our Patreon. So we want to thank our Patreon subscribers. It is $1 or $5, whatever you can afford. We understand things are going on right now. But if you can support, that'd be great. We want to thank Tommy B., Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop. Hireth, in other words, Jay and Austin Blackwell.
The mysterious Jay.
Yeah.
We met the mysterious Jay earlier today.
Oh, my God.
We did, yeah. So
exists.
It is something that it's not, we don't have extra bonus content. It's just pretty much support if you can do right now. If you can do that, awesome. We also, on our, we have our link tree below. Everything's been updated. We have 3 merch pages on there. So if one's just kind of for t-shirts and stuff, some shirts, for some reason, TeePublic takes off us. Like we have the beer show has like a Pornhub logo or spoof.
Okay, well.
And they took it off and now, but it's allowed to be on Teespring. Hmm. So each one has kind of its own things. There's pint glasses on one. And then our Big Cartel just added trucker hats. So we have trucker hats now available. If you can support, awesome. There is a donation button on there as well. But don't worry about our stuff right now because we have a guest on today and we want you to support his links. We're going to wait till he sits down here.
Getting situated.
Our guest tonight is...
Very exciting.
I love this dude to death.
I called him at one point the moral compass of Camp Leapfrog, and I stand by that statement.
Well, introduce him here.
The one, the only, the holder of Camp Leapfrog's participation trophy, Abs.
Hello, boys.
There what he up? Is.
How's it going?
What's going on? I got a little sling
going
on. If
you introduced the participation trophy, I would have carried it like a real champion.
That's all right. It happens.
He should be also the definition of definition right
yes.
there.
Ooh, I like that. Abs. I am looking for...
The Sultan of Six Pack.
There you go. We'll just keep them going as they come to my
hardcore.
Head tonight.
Hardcore. Since I'm now a hardcore guy.
Yes. You are a deathmatch legend.
My first Camp Leapfrog experience personally was the night that, or the day that Abs wrestled Big F and Vin. And that was a fun time.
It was a fun match.
It was.
I mean, it was fun to watch. I don't know how about you being in it.
It might not have been so fun for Abs.
It was something.
Yeah.
That dude's a scary dude.
And he's big and he's quick. And he's light on his feet.
He's very agile for
a
big guy.
He is. You wouldn't think it.
Like, no.
Oh, he can backflip over the rope by holding someone.
Yeah. Live chat is open. So if you guys have anyone has any questions for Abs throughout this interview, please put your questions in the chat and we'll definitely get them. We'll say real quick hi to Rhonda.
Who called you absolutely amazing.
That is Rob Williams from the Bob Culture Podcast who said absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Well, someone said it regardless.
Yeah, it was said. It's been said.
And I think only one of them will be in the ring, but let's get the plugs out right away. Abs and Big F and Vin will both be at the H2O Wrestling Center on Sunday, August 8th at 1041 Glassboro Road in Williamstown, New Jersey for Abby Jane's 21st birthday extravaganza.
And what makes this event so special, it's the first time that Camp Leapfrog's going to go on a field trip and do this in front of a crowd.
Yes, and I believe it was first... Or second row sold?
First row is sold out.
First row is sold out. Yeah. So that's great for the first show. Yeah. That's awesome.
Breaking news, by the way, just to kind of put it out there, masks required now. We are battling the Delta variant. They are asking that everybody that comes does wear a mask.
Yes, please.
And then the show is earlier, too.
1 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, because then there's the IWTV 100 show.
At 5 p.m.
It will be a double header.
So watch both of them because they're both going to be good.
You said double header and there's Andy Hedder.
I know.
Yes. Oh, see what I did there? That wasn't even
if only quiet. I had a relative to tag up with.
Yeah, the doubleheader show.
You have Matt and Jeff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're part of the Hardy Boys brothers.
I know we're going to be talking about the Hamburg Fieldhouse later, but my favorite story from that day.
Yeah, so before we get into...
Is Andy Hedder like the middle Hardy brother that no one knows about?
Yes, that was the
never
joke.
Never was used. They come out and beat up Matt on AEW.
Or was that Shannon Moore? I don't know.
Both. We're both.
Yeah. So before we dive into this interview... Abs wants to definitely join us for the beginning part of our little banter of everything that's been going on with us. Mm-hmm. Also talk about some current wrestling stuff, I guess you would see on TV. And then we're going to dive into the interview. So it's going to be kind of like Abs is joining us at the table. And then we're also going to sneak some fun stuff in there as we go. We're going to try to change it up a little bit, but still make it about you, my friend.
And stay tuned because Abs has a very interesting story and we're very excited to get into it.
Yeah, awesome. I'm really pumped for this. Abs doesn't even really know what we're gonna. I mean, a little bit, but he doesn't know too much.
I don't know either.
Yeah, we're keeping everybody in the dark. So yeah,
what if you say, "Hey, tell us the blah 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 story"? He's like, "We don't know."
Yeah, I have no idea.
And like, all right, see you next week.
We built it up and for nothing.
Abs, remember that one night in Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah. Oh yeah, so much drugs.
Sold out, hanging from the rafters.
Well, let's get into the Hamburg Fieldhouse first.
Such a fun time. The story I brought that up with is I noticed Andy was moving quite a few bandanas and everything, and I mentioned that to plug to a tag team we're very good friends with, the Diamond City War Machines. They spent a lot of time at our table in Hamburg. And I'm like, yeah, Andy seems to be moving a lot of bandanas. He's like, well, yeah, they all think he's a Hardy brother. and Eric Pinhat is like, somebody goes up to him, and you see Andy at the table, and he goes, "Is that Steve Hardy?"
Steve Hardy, yeah. Some guy. And I'm like, first off, Steve Hardy. Like,
maybe I thought you hosted Family Feud.
Yeah, like, I don't see the resemblance there.
Yeah,
like, I'll tell you, I like Steve Hardy, but
I'm a big Steve Harvey fan, but I don't see
Steve
the look.
Hardy.
So Steve Hardy,
Steve Hardy, yeah.
I also like
the forgotten
Steve Hardy.
Hardy brother.
Yeah.
It was magical. So we got to record the night before the con in the building and talk about the history there, and then to really like affirm some of the
yes,
you got to really.
I have pinpointed the exact location where Rowdy Piper hit Jimmy Snuka with a coconut in that building. Yeah. Unfortunately, many people did not see it because it was in where the locker room. For outbreak was
it was nuts. We were setting up our table, and I do apologize. I know there's a few people who are like, man, I wish there would have been more stuff like podcast related there, but we pretty much kind of going into one of the our podcast table to be more about the talent.
Yeah, we did ours the night before. Stay tuned though, Moran and Friends was recording throughout the convention.
I will be on that.
Yeah,
but
so
it is hard to do that live.
Yeah.
When there's that at a con.
And I know a lot of people will be like,
around and everything.
You're selling yourself short, but like with all those legends there and all that amazing talent, I was honored to just our table be your table as well as the Diamond City War Machines.
Yeah.
Because there are three people I really respect. And our podcast is there. Like if people find it cool. But at the end of the day, we're happy that you were able to use our spot as a merch table.
Yeah.
And we were just happy to be part of the event.
I don't want to drop the guy's name, but throughout that weekend, I did talk to somebody, and they mentioned something that was very poignant, and it really stuck with me. And that was that they said, doing this, because he was actually involved in the show, as opposed to me, he was just some doofus on a podcast. He's like, doing this, you meet a lot of really good people. And that table, like, maybe we didn't have the big stars like the Jimmy Harts or the Tony Garrias or the
Big
Sally Graziano.
Alive, still alive.
Maybe we didn't have the big stars, but if you want to talk about a good table of people to just hang around with, Andy Hedder, the Diamond City War Machines, Maestro Anderson Scott,
Johnny Moran was
Killabot,
right next door.
Johnny Moran.
World famous CB. And then to have the Sanctuary next to us.
The Sanctuary is right there.
And we were hoping PPW would be on the other side.
Yeah, but they got switched around.
There was a little switcheroo.
I just behind closed doors, I fought to have PPW next to us.
Yeah.
That was the plans, but
it didn't work.
We had a merch guy.
But hey, by the way, PPW dropping some big news this week. Erica Lee from Camp Lee Frog.
Honk, honk.
Coming to PPW on August 14th for Aerial Assault.
How about it?
Against Christina Marie.
Yeah, there you go.
The PP Poo Poo W show.
There you go.
Get that shirt.
Her versus
that
Christine Marie has been announced.
We need a PP PPW shirt now.
A PP Poo Poo W shirt.
PP Poo Poo Wrestling, yes.
And then with this candy on the back.
Yeah.
She had that one shirt that was awesome. I forget what it was.
The one I was showing off at. Oh, you weren't there for day
no,
two.
No, it was a while ago. I forget what it was. It was just as awesome. Oh, no. It was like her. I don't know if she ever made it. It was like a super 80s, like.
She has a shirt where it's her like twice, neon. And then her again on the top.
That might be it.
And then there's and her like face like shocked, and then there's like a cloud with a gummy bear.
The one you got at the Tag Camp Grand Prix was incredible.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's the one I bought off
her.
Yeah.
And speaking of Erica Lee, while we're talking about her, tomorrow, 2 p.m.,
Super 8.
Tony and I will be otherwise engaged, but If you are there live, if you have nothing to do tomorrow at 2 p.m., the Women's Super 8 will be live on IWTV.
Mm-hmm.
Erica Lee is involved. Our good friend Adina Steele is involved. Many other people.
Darius. And, not Darius. Demarius. I'm sorry. Demarius.
Demarius will be involved. Unfortunately, Kaia McKenna not involved. She did have to pull out due to injury. Hopefully back very, very soon.
Did they announce her replacement?
I would have to pull it.
When Adia posted the flyer.
Megan Bain.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
yeah. But if you can, Rhonda, yes. Yeah. Rhonda can't wait for August 8th. She's excited.
Yeah. But also,
and let's also remember, LeapFrog's own Killian McMurphy won the males one.
Yes.
He won the male Super 8.
All I'm going to say
And real quick, sorry. Yeah. Not only did he win the male Super 8, but because of that, tomorrow during the Women's Super 8, a non-tournament match, it's Killian McMurphy versus Wheeler Yuta for the IWTV Championship.
It's
99th defense.
Yeah.
How about it?
It's really, really exciting. Awesome. When the PWI list comes out, I truly feel, and this is, maybe I'm sounding biased because I'm part of the production and I help out with stuff, but at the end of the day, all I do is hold a camera and help set up equipment, and the people in the ring do their amazing talent. But if more Camp Leapfroggers aren't acknowledged in this top 500 this year because of the work they put in at that,
you would think you never know.
Camp Leapfrog, I really think put themselves on the map this year.
Here's one thing I'll say: given the year he's had, when the PWI 500 comes out, if Andy Hedder is not on,
my God,
we've got a problem. Shit. The TV champion of PPW, the champion at many other places. Main event of the Hamburg Fieldhouse.
The Valor Primus Championship, which is a weird name. And then, RCW Ultimate Champion.
RCW, yes.
Almost Outbreak Champion. What a year.
How much do we have to send a check in to get in there?
I don't know.
I don't know what the older rates were.
You used to be able to flirt with the one girl.
But yeah,
my abs alone should have given me at least 499.
That'd be awesome.
I agree. I think you had a great year.
I think it'll be a few people that make it.
Mm-hmm.
In Andy's support, though, he did win a match this year.
Yeah.
Oh, abs. He's throwing shade at you.
Oh, my God.
That's Brian, by the way.
Yeah, but I got over.
That's right.
He did.
He's saying you didn't
get in,
over,
get over,
Andy.
Get out.
He's saying you didn't get over it. Oh, I think that's what he's saying. They're rebuilding the match here.
not to say he won't ever.
That's
I'm
true.
But, I have.
I mean, for a guy who hasn't won a match all year, he is way over in the monks among the fans.
Absolutely. Abs is the best. I kid. Abs
the
is
the sweetheart
incredible.
Of LeapFrog.
Yeah.
The moral compass, as I said earlier.
I am the moral compass of LeapFrog, as you've so eloquently put it.
Yeah.
I'm all on the ground floor of LeapFrog.
You're getting
I'm just like. What do they call there. When you're first at camp and I don't know if it's
you're a tadpole.
Yeah, but I mean no, like a real camp. There's I forget.
Initiation.
I've never went to an actual camp.
Yeah, neither. Camp Leapfrog is my first. But yeah, we're not gonna go through the whole line rundown of Hamburg, but it was a really really fun event. The show after was good. You unfortunately fell short in your title run, but
congrats though to Ian Bush, the new Outbreak.
Yeah, congratulations to Ian Bush, Robbie Radke.
Who else hit a top rope Frankensteiner? Nobody.
Yeah, it was a good match. A lot of great matches. I will say this. All due respect to the main event sitting across from me and everyone else who put on a great show. But I want to give some props.
Yes.
I think the match that stole the show.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see any others, so I can't.
I think J.C. Hawthorne.
Oh, okay.
From Sanctuary.
Yeah.
I'm having a brain fart.
J.H.
J.H. Hawthorne.
J.S. Hawthorne.
J.S. Oh, my God. We're both wrong.
We're both wrong.
He's
sorry.
Great. He is so good.
Yeah.
For only being like 3 years in.
I think their match stole the show. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, I think their match stole the show.
Maybe even less.
Yeah. Their match stole the show. They did a really good job.
Well, talk about a guy who, maybe not for the mechanics of pro wrestling, but for somebody who has.
Not bad for a stunt fighter.
The stunt fighter, yes. The Well, no, what he did in Outbreak was wrestling. What he does in Sanctuary is stunt fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the just the other parts of it, the music between the notes. I think that theater training that he has really does pay off a lot.
He's a great character. He's great at what he does. I'm very impressed with it. I think they stole the show at Outbreak.
Him and Marcy Cabrera did a great job.
And then we got to see the Sanctuary show on Sunday, which was the main event.
Had a blast.
Ace Austin versus Skyler, which is his brother, real life brothers. They got to square off. We got to see the Walker clan come in and kind of clean sweep the whole show.
Wow. Abs will tell us a little bit about Billy Walker, right?
Oh yeah, that man is something. He stretched me more times than I can tell you.
A spectacular man.
Yeah, Yes. So many great names. We're gonna dive through those names a little bit later of the people who came through that whole era of just not Walker but Rods mm-hmm. itself and everything. But yeah, overall amazing weekend. Thank you all for the support. And
they are going to have one next year. I don't think there's an exact
July 23rd. I think they're saying will be Legends of Hamburg.
Too. Yeah,
yeah, two. So obviously there's no announcements because it's a year away. But still,
very honored.
And what was it? 15 to get in? 10?
Yeah, 10. 15? I think. Yeah, 10 or 15. Yeah,
The autographs and pictures were not expensive.
The most expensive single person was $25, and it was The Godfather.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not like you go to New York Comic Con, you want to meet Chris Evans, and it's $300. Yeah.
It was an honor to be a part of it. We want to thank everyone who supported Andy, who supported anyone at our tables, who supported the podcast, took a sticker.
Yeah, I got a Joel Gertner shirt.
I got to talk to like someone who I really look up to in the podcast world, and Chris Van Fleet.
As a fan, I met four people that I idolized, and I spent $80 doing it. So,
there you go.
Yeah, that's.
I bought that big Elvira picture off the art guy.
Yeah, it was.
There was a cool, real quick, an art guy that had wrestling and like comic book or wrestling and movie paintings like mashed up together. Mm-hmm. So Sergeant Slaughter versus Cobra Commander, or mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan versus the Incredible Hulk. It was pretty cool.
Very cool, and it was right as he came in the building, so they must have done a killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great time. But let's get into our interview here. Mm-hmm. We'll get some more stuff in the end there, because obviously the CM Punk speculation's up there, the Daniel Bryan speculation. Did they sign? Didn't they sign? But that doesn't matter right now, because right now we have our guest, Abs, joining us. What's going on, my guy?
Nothing much, guys.
So
in relatively good spirits, considering.
Yeah, so we did save one of the events that happened since the last time we aired for you. We're going to talk a little bit about the Tag Grand Prix.
Tag Camp.
The Tag Camp. I suck at saying it.
By the way.
Don't even have me try the tag team names, because I'll butcher it. The Camp Los.
On commentary, you're just like, I'm just going to sit that out.
The Campeonatos de Ranas.
Yeah.
And the Campeonatos de Ranas, congratulations to the outfielders, Molly McCoy and Boomer Hatfield.
Love that.
See, there's a different word for the titles.
We've talked about it for 3 hours the day of the show.
Christmas Trios, and now they've won the Campeones.
How about that? They are a good team.
When they are together, they are undefeated at Camp Leapfrog.
By the way, if you want somebody, if you're in Camp Leapfrog and you're trying to put a team together, get Boomer Hatfield on your team.
Yeah, he has not lost.
He won the Trios. He won
the main
Molly
title.
Molly too. Was Molly on your team for the Cybernetico as well?
He
was on the winning team. Boomer was on the winning team for that, too.
Boomer was the one that like lasted to the end.
Erica won that.
Yeah.
Boomer was the runner-up.
Yeah. So, yeah, Boomer's the guy you want to recruit if you want to.
Oh, I know what I was thinking of. The Trios match at the IWTV Family Reunion in Florida, WrestleMania weekend. It was Boomer, Erica Lee, and
Boar.
No Molly. That was the one where Molly wasn't involved. And they still won. They beat Matt Mikowski, Travis Huckabee, and a very good professional wrestler. Talk about a team.
And he should get a main title shot at Leapfrog.
Technically, right?
I think he's going to focus on the Campeonatos de Ranas, which big match announced for August 8th. Huge match.
The Hatfields are both champs right now. His dad's the champion, and now
his estranged father, yes. Who you will be across the ring from on August 8th. He will be in the corner of Travis Huckabee, Sidney Bacabella, and Big Dan Champion, while Abs will be in the corner of Abby Jane, Hollow Wicked, and Ultramanus
Black.
Which, I am so sad I won't be able to actually physically compete, but just to be in the corner of those they're legends at this point, right?
Absolutely.
Chikara, right? Mm-hmm. They're Chikara legends
absolutely. At this point. I believe if they're not both class one, they're class one and two trainees.
There is one wrestler whose specific poster I have on my wall in my bedroom, and it is Ultramanus Black. Yeah,
I have a shirt, but it's too big for me.
So for how much I'm going to mark out for the IWTV 100 with mm-hmm. Statlander and Orange Cassidy.
His guy is in that match.
Yeah.
My guy is in the main event of Abby Jane's birthday party.
Now, how do you feel about Abby kind of picking those partners? They're a little, would you say, on the darker side?
Who's to say they can't change? They've been good before.
Ultramanus Black is evil incarnate.
I mean, yeah, he's the master of evil.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. do you think Abby's going to a different depth to try to get revenge on what happened to you?
She has to.
Yeah.
I mean, forget for me. She's doing this for herself. You saw the way she was embarrassed at the last Leapfrog. She was pretty much she was trying to be recruited.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And a testament to her. I know it didn't end well. Didn't end well for you because of Travis Huckabee, but they tried to tempt her with everything, and she would not turn her back on you. And that's a testament to Abby.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't crumble. She'd made a better choice just walking away than having to actually do anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She couldn't do
totally.
It. Totally. Couldn't do it.
I will say this. As someone who's, I've been a part of Leaf Frog now since Frog Sport.
I was going to say, I was like the one after Valentine's Day.
Camper's Choice, technically. I've been a fan of the product since the start. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think after this tag team tournament, I really think some really solid, solidified stories are coming out of this.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to look forward to see how it pays off.
Good matches or funny stuff. Now there's actually stories you can bite.
The one thing we have to wait with bated breath on, will Thunder Frog accept Matt Mikowski's challenge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have that leading into the eighth. Yeah.
If he doesn't, then what's the point of everything you've done?
Yeah.
And then you got...
And we're talking Shikara Legends again. There we go. Another mm-hmm. one.
Then we have the Darius Carter running the goons.
Yeah, treating the goons kind of bad, kind
of
shitty.
Dustin got the life slapped out of his face.
Oh my goodness!
You know, I despise the goons, everything they did with, but I think for some reason they were better off with Killian.
Yeah,
I'll just tell you,
it's weird.
Killian, Darius was just flat out abusive.
Yeah. Killian tried to technically did murder us all. Yeah. He erased us all.
Oh,
He erased the existence of Camp Leapfrog, and we much rather him than Darius.
That's how bad Darius Carter is.
It's like when, you know, Starscream always wants to take out Megatron, take over. What if it's worse?
If you heard me, like, before our match in the Grand Prix started, I was like trying to talk sense into over at Miles and, like, Big Dust and yelling, like, you okay with this? You okay? What the hell, man? I thought you had more standards than that.
I'm not sure if Miles is okay.
I don't think Miles
is Eel, I think, is embracing it a little more, which is disappointing. Yeah. But Miles is clearly conflicted.
And Big Dust.
Miles and Dust kind of look like they're not happy.
They told him to get out.
Yeah. And well, I mean,
how,
if you look at him in the apron.
How do you go back to a guy that does that to you? Like,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how this plays off. Well, also.
When Darius knocked down Big Dust, I watched it. Like, Miles was clearly the most conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
We were there. It's like the shot heard around the world. Like, that was an awful night for weather. I mean, Bristol and Bucks County.
Yeah.
Like all the best to them because they had some problems this week too. Mm-hmm. But
it was even raining here where we are now.
Yeah, it was just a real I still blame Thunderfrog for the weather.
Yeah.
He's trying to push us out of camp.
But by far, like that slap, I can still hear it. Yeah. We were there at the Worldwide Dojo, and that slap is still rings in your ears.
Which by the way was an absolute honor to be inside that building.
No, I've never been there.
Everything that has come
through. It was the Ring of Honor Dojo at one point.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, the pure talent and amazing people that have walked through that building.
The past 20 years, the big names.
It was an honor to be there. And we want to thank CB once again, world famous CB, for having us and letting us film there.
Mm-hmm. But such a great dude. Yeah. Like, it sat with us all day at Legends of Hamburg, had a very good match. If I had to rank... Like, the standout matches for me at the Outbreak show after the Legends of Hamburg, it was the main event, Cortez Castro, Andy Hedder, Ian Bush, the Sanctuary match with J.S. Hawthorne, and then the other match would be the Camp Leapfrog match with CV and Johnny Murray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I think there's definitely going to be a match that I think is going to have a blemish on it. But I think before everything that went down in that match, I think overall what they were doing in the ring was very entertaining, and that was Trajan and Robbie Radke as well.
Yep.
Well, editing for
if
that, right?
If you want to see Trajan being Trajan, oh my goodness, the Sanctuary.
Oh, if you're a fan of Trajan, you want to see Trajan at 11, Sanctuary and Camp Leapfrog are where you want to watch Trajan.
Yeah.
As Anthony would know, I wrestled Trajan at the Sanctuary recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is a great match. It was one of my first times ever doing commentary, was actually calling an ABS match, which I was very excited for. I was very honored about it. But yeah, so all the crazy stories going into Leapfrog, and there's one more weird thing. I don't know if you got to see this. I would say that you were involved with it, but you weren't. But the goons went to go save Killian from hell, And one of the craziest things about hell is they try to take the devil takes form of your worst thing that you despise. Hate the most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the devil took the form of you, Abs.
What?
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm the thing they hate the most.
The goons, Jesus. Yeah. You like this? The devil took your form as their roadblock.
I saw some of that. I'm like, no. No, you don't hate me that much. What the hell?
I would wear that as a badge of honor.
Well, I would too.
I would wear. They are despicable. They try to erase all of us.
Yeah.
And you are everything that's good and right in the world, and that's why they hate you so much.
Yes. There you go. Maybe, that makes sense.
Maybe by next time I see him.
It's an honor for me to be the Gooner versus Satan.
Maybe by next time the Satan will look like Darius Carter. So
who knows?
Well, maybe if Dust goes there, Big N.
Yeah. But yeah, let's dive into the history of Abs. Now, listen, I do know there's tons of podcasts where you can go and you can listen to the same story. But we'd like to treat it here that you're a different audience. You know, that maybe people who are tuning in have never heard the Abs story or anything. So yeah, obviously there is going to be some crossover there. But I do know some things that you pretty much started more as a theater kid who kind of transitioned into the professional wrestling world. Correct.
Kinda. I mean, I wouldn't say I was a total theater kid, but I was definitely into that whole world. Like, you know, I wanted to be a filmmaker when I grew up, or whatever, that type of stuff.
Maybe I still can one day.
I don't know.
Yeah. You were more into the acting side, the acting and filming, and then kind of seeing how it translates to professional wrestling and fell in love with it.
I want to be a screenwriter one day. Like, maybe I will sometime. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the beautiful thing about Leapfrog as well, is every time someone gets their show named after them, behind the scenes a little bit, that person helps a lot with the story, helps a lot with the video,
that's
the editing.
I would love to have my own Leapfrog show.
Yeah, so that is a beautiful, another cool thing that not a lot of people know about Leapfrog is when you get that honor to have the show after you, you have a lot more creative control, and not only do you get the show, like, in general, Chris Levin is not just, he's more than just a referee. He's part of that producing team. He's part of the brains. He's part of the booking. He's part of all of that, as well as a lot of other people. And then when that show comes to your time, it's like, now it's time for you to show that you're more than just someone who steps between the ropes.
I'm guessing the prime example is look at Killian Vision.
Killian Vision, yeah. Matt Mikowski. Matt Mikowski was heavily involved in Frog Sport. Mm-hmm. Like, he did a lot of behind the scenes stuff there. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of talent that you don't realize goes into those productions that you wouldn't even realize that's doing it. And it's awesome to see.
Yeah,
it's resume building.
Mm-hmm.
It really
is. He's given all this creative stuff, the control to Abby for her 21st birthday.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that,
which is fun.
Cool.
And that's an even cool badge of honor, because it's like, Abby, you're in charge of it, and this is our first time being in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is great. But every time like a new show gets up on IWTV, it builds more of a back catalog, because like sometimes people go through and they're like, oh, there's only one show, I don't care. Yeah. But when it's like, oh, look, there's a couple, now I want to check it out.
Yeah.
And then Against All Odds, no, what's that name of the podcast? I'll bring it up. Anyway, they mentioned Can't Believe Frog.
And it's like, look, today. As far as creativity wise, I hate to admit it, because I wasn't involved in it at all, but like, I think Killian Vision is one of my favorite Leapfrog events.
Yeah, it was done
really
very well.
It's up there. It's Killian, but
yeah, it was done very well, and just kind of pushing kayfabe aside. Killian is someone to work with behind the scenes when it comes to camera work and how he sees an angle and how he wants
Dust
things
also.
To be shot.
All the good
and Dust. Yeah, they're just
Dust
so.
Dust is a creative genius.
Mm-hmm. They're very good at what they do, and that's just kind of pulling the curtain back of. Behind the scenes of the
Eel's
goons.
He's very talented, and Miles just goes along with it.
Miles,
we love
is,
Miles here. This is a Miles Millennium podcast.
Standing Miles Millennium here?
Yes.
Yeah,
we stand Miles Millennium here.
Miles is the first guy to to wear our t-shirt to an event, which is means a lot. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you guys saw it. It literally just happened a few hours ago, but Invictus Pro Wrestling finally posted the Hell's Kitchen match we did, like, a couple weeks ago on a Friday.
Oh, nice. Oh, I have to look into that.
Yeah, sure.
It's literally insane, and it was one of the most fun matches I've had. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the beautiful thing about the goons as well behind the scenes is just like they travel with each other. They work with each other. They're helping each other get better. They're bringing more creativity to the professional.
Better than when you're just thrown together with somebody.
Yeah.
And for the fact that Eel joined so late on, like he came during Christmas Trios, he's made himself so used, like he made himself known pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're growing up, were you always a professional wrestling fan? Is this something that's always been on your radar, something you've always felt that you were always in love with?
Okay, here we go.
Nope.
I started watching wrestling very late on in life. I never like was one of those kids that's like, oh, wrestling, blah, 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 blah. No. I always knew it existed and I respected it. I probably even like caught my grandfather watching it a few times, but I just, you know, I'm a child at that point. It didn't draw me in like it does now. I didn't officially start getting into it until I got to college. When I was 18 years old, I turned on a Raw in my friend's dorm room, and then it was pretty much all from there.
Yeah,
history.
And I don't see that. Like, I know sometimes I'd be like, "Oh, you weren't a fan from who cares?" Like, yeah. Probably one of the best referees in the world. She never watched wrestling her entire life.
It's a big ten. Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, Chris Statlander came very late to the game.
You become a fan. Now, if you're in it and you're still not a fan, then it's a little
different. You know who said some very, very, and you can probably not now, but if it, I guess maybe archive.org. You know who said some very, very negative things about professional wrestling?
Joe
maybe
Rogan?
Probably yes, he did. But probably maybe like 3 years before he was one of the biggest stars, Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
He did a thing where his original website, and it was like very early 90s or mid 90s internet, right after he won the gold medal. Yeah, exactly. Think GeoCities. They asked him, oh, do you think you'll get into acting? Like, no, I'm not interested in being an actor. And then like a few questions later, do you want to get into pro wrestling? I said I'm not interested in being an actor.
Yeah.
And it's Kurt Angle, one of the greatest wrestlers that ever lived. And
I think I also heard an interview once of Billy Gunn with the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
He didn't get into wrestling till he got in.
Yeah.
So you're in college, you're falling in love with professional wrestling, and what is the catalyst that says, man, this is something I want to start doing?
Well, I was always into that type of stuff, so I feel like the further, like longer I watched it in college, the more like, it looks tough, it looks hard, but it also looks like fun. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do it. I can't explain how it, like, what made me think it. I just feel like I wanted to do it. Because I always like to, you know, reenact fight scenes from movies with friends or something, shoot little action sequences or whatever. So I thought, why not? Give it a try.
Mm-hmm. So this is where this is what blows my mind. I didn't know this about you until The Sanctuary. When there was a group video or a group photo taken, and I remember just looking in the ring, I go, is Abs ribbing everybody? Like, what is he? Like, something doesn't belong here, right? there's a ring full of killers,
right?
And Abs in there with a big cheesy smile. So you go into this profession and you're like, I'm gonna land on a school, I'm gonna find someone to start my training, and tell us where do you land?
All right, so I land in starting on January 2014. I landed at the World of Unpredictable Wrestling, ran by WWE Hall of Famer, the Unpredictable Johnny Rods. I just Googled wrestling schools in New York City
because
that's where I'm from.
You found the right one.
Yeah,
you found the right one for sure.
Yes, I found a good place, but. At that point, like, House of Glory was around. And
We love them. We love House of Glory.
This was before, and this was, it was like a few months before Cap was also around, too, Creative Pro.
Okay.
But it was like, I think it was just the most appealing one. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go give it a shot. It was
now, were
relatively
you,
close.
Were you aware of the history of that school and Johnny Rods and the trainers and everyone who was involved before walking in the doors? Or is it something you're like, oh, wow, this is bigger. This is even bigger than I thought it was.
I think I in my research, I saw it, and it may have been what drew me to it. I see the Dudley boys. Oh, this guy's trained the Dudleys.
Dreamer.
Taz, Matt Stryker, who I've met many times.
Yeah.
And I think he's a strange guy, but I love him. Dudley boys, Taz, Dreamer. He even trained Vince Russo for whatever reason.
Big Cass, W. Morrissey,
Big
whatever
Cass,
you call him now.
Bill DeMont, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Bill DeMont, I mean, how is he as a trainer, right?
Yeah, well, not
pre,
good with
pre, that. Pre House of Glory, pre Creative Pro, and we adore House of Glory here. Main Event, we love those guys.
Now, you were talking in the car, we were talking, and you said, like, back in the day, almost when the territories were a thing.
Yeah. I'm talking like late 80s, early 90s. If you were in the Northeast Quarter, so we're talking Boston down to D.C., it's not like now where there are a lot of very good wrestling schools. This is kind of a golden age. And you do have House of Glory. You do have Creative Pro. You do have the unpredictable world of professional wrestling. And you do have the Worldwide Dojo. Like, it's...
They're all over.
There's so many places to choose from. It's like, if you want to do it, you literally have no excuse.
It's not like, even when I started, there wasn't much.
Right.
It was hard. And you had to drive. So luckily you had one close.
But even in the earlier ages of this...
Oh my God. You can't drive.
In the earlier ages, you were pretty much said it was like, it was a handful of places you can go.
You had to know somebody, because it wasn't like you just look up. Well, there was no internet, but you couldn't open up the paper and be like, well, pro wrestling school.
The only one that would ever, two would advertise in the entire country, two would advertise. It was Skull Crushers, Slammers, I'm sorry. Slammers in California, which was a school by Vern Langdon. Who was a, he did like incredibly strange wrestling.
Okay.
He was like it was California. Yeah. It was like a movie slash like wrestling
school. So I would love it.
Ed Ferrara trained there.
It was wacky.
There. Yeah. And then Adrian Street, I think he was out of the Carolinas. Very much more legitimate.
There was also Killer Kowalski up in New England.
Yeah, but they didn't really like put stuff in the wrestling magazines and stuff back in the day.
Oh, okay.
But great tee up because even if you knew a little bit, between Boston and D.C., your choices were kind of limited to Kowalski in Boston. If you go a little farther south, you had the Monster Factory in South Jersey. You had the Wild Samoans in Allentown. And you had Johnny Rods. And those were your big four. And you might have little smaller ones here and there, but those were your big four.
And a testament to the test of time that those four schools are still things.
And to explain a little bit, and Abs, you know way better than I do, so correct me if I'm wrong here. But the Rods school is in Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn. It is also a boxing gym. So yes, you are getting the real thing here. You are getting not just the professional wrestling theatrics, but you are getting honest to goodness training.
Yeah, they're get tough or die, as I feel like this gym is. This.
More or less. blow you up.
You
keep going.
Yeah, they're gonna find out real quick if this is what you want.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not gonna name names, but somebody we talked to over the weekend. I spent a lot of time talking to him, and it was a pleasure to talk to them. They said, I was there for a little bit, and very, very quickly they said, you're probably not meant for the ring. Let's train you on this instead.
Right.
And he's doing a great job at it. And so it is the Rod School. I'm getting the name wrong. The Unpredictable World of Professional Wrestling. Is that the name?
World of Unpredictable Wrestling.
Yeah.
I
knew I had it wrong there. But if you are in the New York City area and you are embarrassed with riches, you can go there. You can go House of Glory. You have so many great options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you really want to get a good taste of what's coming out of that school that you may not be aware of, tune into the Sanctuary, because there's a lot of really good talent who are popping up there. And Abs is a representation of that. And someone else who I'm a huge fan of.
Before we mention that, one thing I did want to also mention is, and this is if you are a little farther north in New York, if you were kind of,
you're gonna say Lance Storm, Canada?
No, not Calgary. That's not that far. That's a little west.
A little too far.
That's a little west. One of the other people I know you're gonna bring up, but one of the other people we had the pleasure of meeting is H.C. Loke.
Motherfucking Loke.
H.C. Motherfucking Loke.
Thank you.
Who also has a school in Elmira, New York. I had the name and I'm losing it now, and I'm trying to find it. The Fighting Arts Academy, I believe it is. I'm going to try to get the exact... It's in Elmira, New York, which is, if you go like straight north of here, Elmira is about as far away from New York City as you can get.
Yeah.
It's a lot closer to Canada than it is to New York City.
In New York City, there's a lot more school, like credible schools burgeoning up now. Like T2T Academy is something that I've had my eye on. They're really, really, really positive environment over there. Battle Club has their own school now, the Fallout Shelter. Masha Slanovich is one of the coaches over there, so cool.
And she came out of here.
She's someone I knew from her first day. So
wow, awesome.
I've seen Masha Slamovich grow from the ground up.
Yeah, she's definitely on my radar of someone who I keep an eye out for matches.
Oh yeah.
Just to throw a bone in the locus, the Fighting Arts Pro Wrestling Academy in Elmira, New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always say my dream match right now would be on a bigger scale that we can all watch would be Masha versus Thunder Rosa.
Oh, okay.
But did you see who just got announced for a Thunder Rosa match?
No, I did not.
Another Camp Leapfrogger, Jhenai Kai.
Oh, really? Yes.
Versus Thunder Rosa.
Oh, at her
Mission Pro, I believe it is. Yeah.
That's Thunder Rosa's thing.
Yep.
Holy shit, that's exciting.
How fun was it to see Thunder Rosa being one of the most over people on Dynamite this week?
I know. Thunder Rosa's great.
Fucking deserves everything she got.
I want a t-shirt from her.
I may have ordered one.
I won't buy from Wrestling.
I am so excited that women's wrestling made it. It's sealed now.
Yeah.
Like, it's wrestling. Women's wrestling is wrestling.
It's not even women's wrestling.
Yeah.
It's just wrestling.
It's just wrestling.
How over is Britt? You know, like...
It's unbelievable.
Bad guy and people are just like, we don't care, yay!
Yeah, it's exciting. It truly is. It's they're doing the same thing the guys have been trying. They've been doing for for such a long time, and they belong.
All right, but now that I said that, I know who you want to talk about when you talk about the Rod School. So let's go for it.
Yeah, I just said, Masha is the big name.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody else.
Oh, who did you think I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about the cowboy, Billy Walker.
Oh yeah, I was gonna lead into that. So yeah, Billy, the cowboy, Billy Walker, who,
bad Billy Walker,
who I'm gonna pull the curtain back. He's not that bad. He's a nice guy. He's a sweetheart.
Oh no, he's bad. good bad guy. Well, that is a bad man if he wants to be.
You really haven't stepped in the ring with him.
Oh, I definitely won't step between those ropes.
I would never. I would be terrified.
But
I never met him. But I heard he can hook you.
Here's the thing. When he would train me, he would train over at Rod's place. He's a Rod's guy. He would come on weekends, hold his little training sessions on weekends, basically just shooting around, working, stretch me out and all that. I like to think I'm a better seller because of him. Because
he taught you how to really sell.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which
you can't sell it if it hasn't really happened to you. That's easy.
Which, pulling the curtain back a little bit, how important is that to abs, being abs? Is that?
I mean, listen.
Have you seen my recent matches? I'm like, I'm a fucking selling machine.
Or even the post matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
the latest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny's someone who finds a spot.
Billy.
Sorry, I'm thinking Johnny Rods. Billy, someone who comes up, who at Sanctuary is someone who pulls me aside and says, hey, I got a chance to listen to your commentary. I see the way you carry yourself. Like, he always has positive critiques of, because I always, like, when I'm there, I'm like, I don't belong here. Like, what am I doing here? You know what I mean? Like, and then, but for someone like him to come in and, like, fully accept me for being there and realize that, like, making me feel like I have more of a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I've never trained with him. I never stepped in the ring, but he's a mentor. Like, the stuff that he pulls me aside and has me conversations about with me means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, cool. He's super influential, and it's just, I'm very, very happy that I'm a part of that universe to get that.
Right.
I never met him, so I can't say anything.
Yeah. Alex said I should know I haven't paid for him. Yeah. We'll talk about that on another episode, but, yeah, so coming into that school, as I've allowed, coming into the school, what has that experience, like, stepping into that training facility, you told us a little bit, kind of getting stretched by him and stuff like that, but what is the core things you pulled out of that training academy?
You get your basics down pack. Like, for if anything that you take out of there is that you're going to do your basics and your fundamentals to death. Sometimes, like, yeah, you can work on stuff you want to work out, but in the end, it all comes back to, like, your base, your rolls and your bumps and all that stuff. And you can practice all the spots you want, but if you need to learn your bumps and rolls first, and, like, you'll do it to death.
Yeah,
and that's what I think is my ultimate takeaway from that place.
When someone watches an abs match, what? As a character, as a person, are you? I almost said character, and I don't want to say that in the wrong terms. But, like, what as a performer are you trying to get across every time someone sees one of your matches?
Then I'm not trying to be a tough guy. You see a lot of people who try to put on this whole thing like be a tough guy, and I need to mean mug everyone or whatever, whether they're good or bad. I just kind of turn myself up to 11 a little bit, and I'm just I'm a very like antisocial, like shy person. So I tend to try and bring it up in Abs as much as I can. I'm not the greatest promo guy, but neither would Abs, I'm sure, because he has abs. He doesn't need to talk.
That's right.
Like, why? You know, basically everything you'd imagine, like a body guy in wrestling, think the opposite with abs.
If you're an old school ECW fan, like the original ECW, think Mikey Whipwreck, even down to the very interesting shirt.
Oh,
wait, that's not a shirt. I'm sorry.
Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah. I hate people that wear shirts in the ring.
Yeah. Why would you?
But, like, I hate singlets. And I hate shirts.
There you go. Like Brian Danielson said one time, no self-respecting wrestler wears a t-shirt in the ring.
Yeah.
But yeah, and just to kind of throw it back to then, it's Mikey Whipwreck circa 1995, and that is Abs and Can't Believe Frog.
So the first time I seen Abs and he's graced the TV, I was like, all right, obviously the gimmick immediately grabs you, right? You're hooked, and then you're like, okay, it's probably just like someone who just relies in the, like, almost like the way you would see an Orange Cassidy.
Right. And one of the brilliant things they did very early was the dynamic with Abs and Sam Laterna too.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that second episode where they're Macho Man. Ooh. On my shirt, by the way, and Elizabeth.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I definitely put the match I had with Blank as one of my top matches I've had.
Cool. I would agree. It was a very good match. Yeah,
and told a story. The biggest thing, it told a story.
And that's what I really enjoy about you as a performer. I think when people first see you, they're not going to take you seriously because the gimmick shines through super heavy, and that's what's the forefront, right?
Yeah.
And then they see you not only work in the ring and you're selling all of your stuff and you have that, like the Orange Cassidy spots where instead of the kicks, it's the abs or all that stuff is all there. But then what you do, whether you have 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, by the end of it, you're going to tell a story as a professional wrestler.
Exactly. Because if you really watch it, if you've observed it, like I don't do a whole lot of moves.
But the ones you do count.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and the ones you take count even more.
Yes,
big.
Absolutely.
Sound like Ricky Morton.
Yeah,
exactly. And we've abs Ricky Morton. Same thing. but that is such an important thing to kind of distill, because that is where Camp Leapfrog is, I think, shining now, is the storytelling, and especially with Tag Camp Grand Prix, there are a million things that they set up through those two nights. And so many of them are coming to fruition. We talked about Matt Mikowski and Thunder Frog. We didn't really bring it up, but the Outfielders and Yokai. Yokai and CB and Mooney had a war night one. Two matches.
That was a great match.
Not to single anybody out, but two matches for me, night one, stood out. And it was that one where they had the time limit draw and they both got eliminated. They're two of your favorites in the tournament. And they're gone. Like round one, it's like Hogan Andre WrestleMania 4.
Yep.
And the other one that stood out for me, just to throw a plug to some House of Glory guys, I loved the main event Crumbles and Defarge match at the end.
Dude, I was a Crumbles and Defarge they were on my radar. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, I'm into what they do. I enjoy them as performers. By the end of this tournament, I want more. Like, I wasn't someone
as
who watched
should.
A lot
That's
of Chikara. You know what I mean? So a lot of the, like, now I'm kind of going back and seeing older stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, man, I really love what they're doing at Leapfrog. I'd love to see their progression.
I didn't even know of Crumbles, to be honest with you. I knew
Crumbles
of Sonny
Defarge,
but.
Defarge, they're just, like, the promos are there. The in-ring. They look like, they lay him in, man. They when he hits you with that uppercut, you're getting hit with an uppercut. Like they're super entertaining to watch, and just they're definitely on my list now. Some of the people I look forward
and
to.
And main event is just fantastic.
Oh, they are. I've been a main event mark since the second they hit the kick.
Minus
the PPW.
Is great, but I always am forever impressed with Jay Lyon.
Mm-hmm. The energy
Minus
is just off the charts.
Always.
Yeah, but another story coming out of Leapfrog that I think that it's huge is. Is we're getting this little blood rivalry between CC Boost and Max.
Yes.
Max Zero.
Yes.
Max Zero.
CC Boost is crazy. He is insane.
And where they are now, where they have taken this rivalry from the deathmatch and the barbed wire spots to now using a fireball to the damage
CC
that
CC
handsome
the line.
Face.
Yeah. Everything we're talking about. Everything we're talking about. Like I know you've said how like big it is for me to just be in the building for Ultramantis Black coming back for that main event. It might not happen. It might not happen. Everything is at risk because if Max Zero does not get CC Boost on August 8th, he will ruin everything. Like, it is...
Oh, he's going to burn the building down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... Like I said, just this last tournament, man, has set up so much stuff for the future that I'm super excited to be a part of and watch. It's going to be unbelievable.
And
one match I think was just announced at the for Abby's birthday that I'm really curious about is Masha versus Blank.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Blank's going to die.
Well, I mean, and Blank created, way back when, Edith. Blank created Still Life with Apricots and Pears, who is now Edith Surreal, has kind of... become her true self.
How about Blank and Rembrandt as a team?
That's a good team.
I liked it
but
a lot.
But Blank might not be around much longer because Blank has to go against Masha.
That's terrifying.
And maybe Blank should be hoping that Max Zero doesn't get CC Boost. Because if that happens and Blank has to go up against Masha, that might be the end of Blank.
Have you ever got the square up against Masha?
In training stuff, but I really want to. I've called her out on social media plenty of times.
You don't want that, Abs.
That's terrifying, man. I mean,
I have no fear. I know who she is.
No, you should be afraid, Abs. You've been a great guest, and you've been
hurt
enough.
This may be the last time you've seen me.
You've been hurt enough. You don't want that.
When you
no,
have
I would love to square up with Masha. It would be a personal honor for me, considering considering I've known her since her first day, it would just personally for me, it would feel.
And you'll
good.
Know her on your last day. Don't do it.
When you going back to the heavyweights, when you decided to call out and you said I want to fight and I'll even do a death match.
Oh boy!
And Big Vinny shows up. What goes through your head?
That's the son of 911. Oh and my goodness!
All I remember is when he was coming down or coming into the ring, and you finally turned and looked at him. Oh, we lost about video there. Are you still there?
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. But the eyes told the story of him staring at you, and I remember Abby just slowly got out of there.
Stole my lunch.
Yeah, stole your lunch. How do you feel you evolved as a wrestler after that experience? Do you think that's where a lot of your fear disappeared?
I think so. I'm no longer afraid to do hardcore stuff now after that match. Like, I kind of got a thrill from it. I kind of want to do more. Not necessarily deathmatch, maybe, but
I mean, you did kind of put it out there that you're interested in maybe one deathmatch.
I do have to confess, I have one coming up.
A
no ring one.
Yeah, Casanova Valentine hit me up, and after a previous podcast they did, he wanted to bring me in, so now I'm wrestling Puff in a no ring deathmatch.
Oh my goodness! Oh,
is that going to be for a promotion with a goat head as their logo?
Yeah, I don't know. No, if you're thinking no peace, then no. It's not for no peace.
Oh boy, that promotion scares the shit out of me.
It's just gonna be in a bar in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Ooh.
And such a great thing to bring up because that is a testament to Abs. We've talked about how he's been beat down, has to wrestle 911's kid and get butchered with a chair, he's had his arm busted, he's still here. Like, what is it? What are we, 3 days removed? And he's banged up. You can see the sling in his video here. He's not saying I quit.
No.
He's not saying I'm done. He said I'm doing a death match.
Yeah, there's no quit.
Like,
Abs.
I mean,
the beginning of Leapfrog, you could just see Abs always gets the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
He always has to eat shit.
But obviously the strongest muscle on Abs. Is the abs.
Is the abs.
Goes without saying.
Is the 6 to 8
But I also
like
to say
front.
His second strongest is his heart.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
Exactly.
So looking forward to the future, Abs, we already talked about the death match, but what are your hopes? What are your aspirations? What do you want to accomplish in the future?
I just want to wrestle as many quality opponents and just travel as much as I can and just have fun. Initially everyone wants to say they want to get signed and all that stuff. And it's like, yes, I would love to get signed. I would definitely like to work to get signed, but at this point, I'm just having a blast. And like, if my last match ever was that one in the tag Grand Prix, whatever,
mm-hmm.
or this death match, I'll be happy. But I want more. I still want to do a lot more.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a living and be happy with all this.
Well, yeah. We know the last match now. It's gonna be one with Masha.
Yeah, they keep calling Masha.
Yeah, that's gonna be my death.
Yeah.
What was it? The Russian death match with Edith?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Soviet death match.
Yeah. So if you've already talked about your death match, you've already called out Masha, which is not smart.
Easy. I'm not a death match guy. I just dabble yeah. in the hardcore stuff.
Well, every match with Masha.
Hey, neither am I.
Yeah, so. But
yeah, it's life or death with Masha. I know that.
Who are some other names out there? I'm always about speaking things into existence. Who are some matches that you would love to have?
I did do a thing with Orange Cassidy for Extremely Serious Wrestling, which is like sort of an improv type of comedy sketch promotion.
Hence
I did do like a little segment with him, but I really like legitimately want to have a match in the ring with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's like with AEW. He's the most over guy in AEW right now. So
yeah, and he's great.
If you would have seen Orange Cassidy and would have been like, this guy is going to do a spot with Sting.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Sting
guy. Yeah, would you ever think in your wildest dreams, Orange Cassidy?
Let alone win his feud with Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Andy and I, we see Orange Cassidy like, oh, like that guy made it.
Yeah.
And like everybody else is like, yeah, that's Orange Cassidy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All the Chikara guys that are familiar with him, they all know him personally.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't, but yeah, like, even as a fan, it's like, wow, really?
Yeah,
and he used to do the truth shows all the time, you know, mm-hmm. right before he was signed.
I could
see him for $15.
Why I wish
could have got a shirt for $10, $15.
This is why I tell people like mm-hmm. go support your local mm-hmm. independents because now with professional wrestling, anyone can be that next guy on TV.
You never know.
Go support specifically if you're going to talk about that with a specific person, the Sanctuary.
Wow.
Yeah,
Ace Austin's going places. He's going places.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mean I've seen him wrestle.
He's already kind of there, right?
Yeah, Impact.
He's going bigger places. Such a talent.
Yeah, no, I could see it.
Such a talent. Such a humble guy. He has thighs that are bigger than your head.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
When I saw that guy in person once, I'm like, it shocked me how like wide he actually is.
Yeah.
Like I've seen him wrestle before, but from a distance, being 3 feet away from him, you're like, what?
It's like built like Wolverine. He's short, but he's fucking jacked and
super cool
wide.
Human too.
Yeah, he's a very
good,
nice guy.
Good human.
He's wide.
Yeah,
he's very wide.
Yeah. So any other names that you would like to score? How about some leapfrog names? Who's some people at leapfrog you'd like to square up against?
I would love to get my hands on Travis Huckabee. So badly, I want to get my hands on that guy. A very good professional wrestler I'd love to get my hands on, too.
Mm-hmm. He's someone who I feel, even though he's our champion at Leapfrog, and I know we have some the 99th defense and then the 100th defense mm-hmm. of at the show, but he's someone who I think when he comes back from injury, he's going to be someone, if you're holding that title by then, you should be on the lookout, because I think a very professional wrestler is going to be looking.
And, mm-hmm. you know, just to get off, get off kayfabe here or whatever. When I watched Chikara, I always gravitated and loved Dasher Hatfield so much. Mm-hmm. So to meet him was like always just a huge thing.
Dasher Hatfield
was my favorite.
Alex said he wants to score up, but then quickly said, "LOL, just joking."
No. Very good professional wrestler. Is very good.
Yes.
I wrestled him twice years ago.
The evolution.
A different persona.
Mm-hmm. The evolution.
Like, as I said, Dasher Hatfield was my favorite. Mm-hmm. Chikara.
Did you wrestle him or did you wrestle Ultimo Breakfast?
No, I actually wrestled the.
Booskal?
Was a creator wrestler?
No, it was his real. Well,
oh, okay.
His real name or not his real name?
All right. Yeah. Yeah. We'll leave that be.
Yeah.
But if you go back,
when he had a brother and they had a tag team also.
You had Moose Cal, the communist bovine.
Yeah, Ultimo Breakfast.
Ultimo Breakfast.
Creator wrestler.
Well, they were all creator wrestlers.
Well, like, remember when he was just creator wrestler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he could just put whatever on his vest that night. And the evolution to that, to a guy when the crowd chants the best, and you were like, Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Like, the evolution.
And he takes the song Best of You, but only puts the best on a constant loop.
You know, just seeing him and someone who's reemerged again on the indie scene and getting back in professional wrestling mm-hmm. that I think would be a very, very good matchup. I think you already know where I'm going with this. A very good professional wrestler mm-hmm. versus Davey Richards.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Like, holy shit, I think that match would... That could sell out any venue.
I know with Abs here, we're very leapfrog-centric, and a lot of those Rods guys are Sanctuary, but... Oh, boy, does PPW have a big match coming up. Mm-hmm. And we should plug that. Not only Erica Lee against Christina Marie, that's going to be a big match on August 14th, but Deshaun Pratt, talk about Chikara legends. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Pratt against Davey Richards.
Yeah.
That is a match you should go out of your way to see.
Yeah, and a lot of people who will probably listen back will be like, man, you had Abs on, you're talking about all these other people, but and this is where I want to close with Abs, is what does Leapfrog... As a play, as a promotion, as a thing, what does it mean to you? Because I know you talked to almost everybody. We had Devontae on. We have people on. We have Andy, who, you know, even after your first time and your first time in the car ride home, after you go there and leave, it's special.
Yes, it is. It means the world to me, Leapfrog. Honestly, it helped out so many of these other people who couldn't find a home and a promotion, and it's given them a home. But outside for me, it's given me an opportunity to present myself on a higher platform. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. any wrestler would kill to have an IWTV credit.
Yeah.
So like the fact that it's given me that, and like it had, like, and slowly but surely, but like not completely just yet, it has given me more of a reputation. Like, people are learning my name slowly but surely. Right. Like, obviously, it hopefully can go up from there. But for right now, it's slightly getting me out there more. People I didn't know who I am. So, actually, funny story. I went to Beyond Wrestling, like, fairly recently to help out with the ring and all that stuff, get my eyes, get people, you know, to see me there.
Yeah, get in the ring.
And Yuta came up to me and he told me he showed Fred Yehi the spot I did at Heavyweights with Big Vinny, the Eddie Guerrero thing. He showed it to him and like made him laugh. And I'm like, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
The IWTV champion Wheeler Yuta just told me this. And yeah. I never met the guy. He just told me about it.
Yeah, it's great. It's
de facto
great
member of
like
Best
that.
Friends Wheeler Yuta at that point too.
And when you're and when you're at the like any other promotions, like when you were at Leapfrog, when I seen you any other promotions, you still wear your Leapfrog crop top. So like you very embrace the I've seen you booked other places and you're booked as Camp Leapfrog's own Abs. You know what I mean?
I like to think I'm sort of kind of the flag bearer for that place.
When I say moral compass, if you're an ECW fan, I know I said Mikey Whitbeck earlier, but maybe Tommy Dreamer.
Okay,
And everybody else is Raven. It's the whole company is Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you are the heart and soul of the company.
I like to think, though, for any company I work in, I would give them pretty much all my support and 100%.
And that's why I have become a huge fan of you as not just an entertainer, but also as a human. Like behind the curtain here, like we've had conversations, we've hung out, you know, after shows, and you've always been super supportive of us. And I'm a really big fan of what you're doing, and I'm keep pushing, man, because I like the world is yours. You know, you have a good head on your shoulders. You're always the first, like one of the first in, last out type deal. Like you're just a good person to be around, and you're a good person to be in your locker room as well.
Totally. Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
So how can people get a hold of you if they want to book you? Social media, whatever you want to plug.
Okay. Well, I got my Twitter, which is generic abs. Abs is all caps. Generic's all lowercase. You can DM me there to book me. I have Instagram, which is not fake abs, all lowercase. I do have my What a Maneuver t-shirt store, my pro wrestling tees. Check out my YouTube for all my sick ass matches. I compiled a little playlist of like all my favorite matches that I've been involved in wherever I am. So And maybe if you want to dig up old abs, which who knows, you'll get mixed. It's a mixed bag there. Feel free to do so.
Yeah, I will say this. The What a Maneuver page, I'm a big fan of. It's like pro wrestling tees, but more or less for like the independent stars. Yeah. And there's some names on there, like Big Swole just joined up to that. It's a really cool website. It's a great way for, I don't know what the rate is between pro wrestling tees and What a Maneuver.
Yeah. I think it's a little cheaper to buy a shirt though if you're a fan.
It is. The shipping's not as high, and you can get more. I have purchased shirts from both websites. I'm a fan of both. I like supporting people on pro wrestling tees just as much as What a Maneuver, but I don't think too many people are as familiar of What a Maneuver as they are pro wrestling tees. And there's tons of really good people. You can get Abs on there, Abby shirts on there, Max Zero's on there, Devontae's is on there.
The shirt he did with his daughter is still one of my favorites.
Who's that?
Oh no, he wore the Abby Jane shirt with his daughter. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So there's a lot of people you could support from Camp Leapfrog on What a Maneuver. So I'm very fortunate that I wore a What a Maneuver t-shirt and took a photo of it and posted a photo of our podcast. And then I became like the model of What a Maneuver for a day on Twitter. I was wearing my Willow Nightingale shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. By the way, and Abs talking about his YouTube page made me think of this. And this broke while we were talking here. Camp Leapfrog next week is doing a Frog Week on social media on Facebook and YouTube Monday through Friday next week at 6 p.m. Eastern. Every weekday next week, just check out Camp Leapfrog on YouTube or Facebook. Mm. They're going to be posting some of their best matches and moments from the entire past year, the entire history of Camp Leapfrog. And when we were talking about just the breath of fresh air that Abs is, and totally, totally true. Like, he is just something different, something fun, and something refreshing. And this past year, for the most part, we're getting back into it now, but for the most part, this past year has sucked when it comes to wrestling, because there's no shows unless you go to the last, like, 2-3 months. And there's, like, even the shows that are on, it's like, okay, they're going through the motions because there's no crowd. Camp Leapfrog, if you have IWTV, has been a breath of fresh air. And if you have missed it, go on their YouTube, go on their Facebook all next week at 6 p.m., and you can see it.
Yeah, you'll see some fantastic matches. Even if you see everything that's presented during Frog Week, I really encourage you to go to IWTV and subscribe.
Well, yeah, because you watch the whole show then.
Yeah, and it's not just for the Leapfrog. If there you could be there for hours.
Oh, there's tons of stuff
searching through. No, we just talked about No Peace. Pro Wrestling Magic is on there. Pizza Party's
all
on there.
All kinds of
and so many
from across the states.
Yeah, stuff in the UK is there. There's just so much really good content on there, and it's I love it.
There's plenty of other shows on there that I'm featured on that's outside of Leapfrog too. So
Well, drop them. Drop some names where we go. Yeah. What's the promotion?
Pro Wrestling Magic, Invictus Pro Wrestling. Extremely Serious Wrestling, if you want a good laugh.
How many shows of those are on? I love gimmicky stuff, so I have to check that
out. It's a few. It's like they have like a few, and like they just put their last one was like they did a Royal Rumble type of event called the Forever Game, and it's a lot of fun.
I have to check
that out. Definitely check those out if you want a good laugh. And then there's also Wrestler's Lab. I will be on season 2, just like I was on season 1.
When are we gonna get Abs in a video game? Have you reached out to Virtual Basement?
I don't know.
Did you see Virtual Basement?
I'm gonna make my own video game.
Yeah, did you see
Virtual
Basement put out an alpha like of their game, it's Sabu in the ring, and it's like just a desert behind, and the ring is set up in the middle of the desert.
I always forget about
it. It looks really good, like graphic wise, like the canvas on the like it looks. Unbelievable. Good. I'm really excited
for
that game.
All the people I see featured in that game, and some are people I know like personally, it's like, that's really cool.
Some Leapfroggers are going to be on that game. I know main event will be on there.
I know Hot Dog Starts is going to be on it.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's a lot of cool stuff. I'm really excited for that game. But yeah, so you have the Instagram, the Twitter, the YouTube, the What a Maneuver page. Anything else you want to plug, get out there, want people to encourage besides coming to see you live at 8-8?
Well, if you're in the Brooklyn area, come check August 7th. Come check out my debut for No Ring Death Match. I will be going one-on-one with Puff. But that should be airing on IWTV a few weeks after that. So
I'll definitely tune in. I hope I hope you make it.
It should be fine. It'll be fun. I like it. Now, I live for this shit.
Is this a full, like, light tubes, the whole nine? Like,
who knows?
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ, you're a psycho.
And then Invictus Pro Wrestling just dropped the Hell's Kitchen match I had with Miles Millennium. It's basically a nice, I guess, sneak peek into me doing hardcore stuff. It's really one of my favorite matches and one of my most fun I've done. And they released it on their YouTube for free, so I absolutely recommend anyone go check that out.
I see what you did there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like it. Justin in the chat says Abs is an absolute legend.
Oh, is that the stepdad? That's a stepdad. It's one of the stepdads.
I can't see that. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And right here, I just pulled it up right now. So there's I will share it to the page.
Oh, and he's with your buddy Dust is going to be his manager.
Yeah, he's Chef Big Dust. Wild. You're going to see some wild stuff there.
The lights are flickering above my
head. I think you have a light bulb or Alexa or someone's coming.
Yeah. The Fiend is about to take over the studio here. But Abs, thank you once again much. I'm excited to see you in Jersey on the 8th. Going to be a great time. Definitely go to What a Maneuver. Order your shirts now so you can support Abs and be in the crowd and wearing your t-shirts. Get them signed by the guy. Also check out IWTV's page and order some Camp Leapfrog merch if you're interested. And I believe there should be a special edition item that will be sold only at that show, if I'm not mistaken.
Cool.
Yeah, nice. I think so. Definitely keep an eye out for that. The poster just dropped for that, which is unbelievable. It looks with the Batman font on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be such a fun time, such a culmination of the last year of Camp Leapfrog, and you don't want to miss it. Whether it's in person, if you can do it, do it. If you're not near South Jersey, IWTV will be there for you too. You gotta experience this. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and. It's not just fun. There's going to be some great action bell to bell too.
Yeah, and there's a lot of hopefully answered storylines.
Oh yeah, the storytelling, like Leapfrog, is really hitting a peak, and not just saying that because we're kind of very tangentially involved with that, but
I'm gonna be honest, as a fan,
it has been a
lot. As someone who holds a camera, there is plenty of times where I don't know what is about to happen in that ring, and when very good professional wrestler entered that ring and you guys went through what you went through, I was watching cameras in the back, and I almost had a heat stroke twice that day. It was so hot. Like it was a very hot day. I had chills, absolute chills. I'm excited for people to experience what we get to experience at camp and a live situation.
We've been spoiled. Tony and I, individually, have been spoiled. Andy has been there, but he's been in the ring. He's been
part of the ring. All three of you have been there in person, so you know the whole vibe.
Yeah, it's a special event.
You don't know what you're missing, and don't miss it if you have a chance to be there in Jersey on the 8th.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Come, wear your mask, do the right thing.
Go to both shows if you can.
Do both shows. Yeah. Do both.
IWTV 100 right after.
Yes. Yeah,
get your tickets because they're going quick. I think
the
right now.
The 100th defense of the IWTV championship, and it could be Killian.
Yeah, it could.
Who will be the champion.
Coming straight out of hell.
Yeah.
To win
Kane's from
coming
hell.
Out of hell with a vengeance.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't be upset if Killian was an IWTV champion.
And I want him to be. I'd say that.
Whomever it may be, whether it's Wheeler, Yuta, or Killian, they'll be going against Daniel Garcia, who is on fire. And tearing up the indies right now.
And I think the first time AEW broke over a million viewers, I don't want to say it's because
of them. They broke a million on their first episode. But they've been on
high streak lately. First live show back, they broke a million viewers. And Yuta was on it. So I just want to say, you know, that's the power of the IWTV championship.
Absolutely.
And Chris Statlander and Orange Cassidy are both former champions as well.
Yeah,
so.
Orange Cassidy, I believe the only two-time champion. Only two-time IWTV champion. Other names, Warhorse. People love Warhorse. Lee Moriarty, who is another big-time indie guy. Just so many great champions. And I would love for Killian, even if he did kill us all. It would be so great to see him. It was so great to see him win the Super 8. All three of those, whether it's Yuta, Killian, Daniel Garcia, You can't lose.
Leapfrog talent is taking over the world right now. That's just essentially what it's coming down to is the talent from Leapfrog, RLL, they're doing amazing things. And even when we hate them on screen, behind closed doors, we're super happy for all their success, and we get very excited to see them outside of other places besides camp.
Yeah, and whomever winds up coming out of IWTV 100 as a champion, any of those three, keep your eyes on Leapfrog, because we've already had two matches already. We had Warhorse against Violence on the second ever show, things that go bump in the ring. And then, I mean, we probably shouldn't remember it because it was in an alternate dimension, but we also had Eel O'Neill against Wheeler Yuta in the 1950s on the Dumont Network.
Yeah. So a lot of fun stuff. Abs, thank you once again for coming and hanging out with us. This platform is always open. We'd love to have you come talk and hang out more.
One last one.
If CM Punk and Daniel Bryan come back, who would you like to see each one of those wrestle? That's how we'll slide that news in, but also kind of do some fan speculation.
Whatever, and for whatever company.
If the rumors are they're both signing with AEW, who would you like to see each one of those people square up against on that on those?
I want to see them both individually wrestle Orange Cassidy.
There you go.
I want to see how they deal with that.
CM Punk versus Orange Cassidy would be very entertaining, as well as Daniel Bryan. But I kind of got the the hint that maybe Darby said, if you think you're the best in the world, I'm here.
Which I'm not really into that.
But also, I want to see, like, not even just for the wrestling match, I want to see Punk and MJF.
That'd be good, On the mic, promo off.
It's been a fun year.
One thing I'm excited to hear, and maybe they buy the rights, maybe they don't, but I'm excited to hear the final countdown.
Yeah.
If they do it.
If the lights turn off here,
and everybody figures out what it is at that point.
And then we see Bryan Danielson in his old gear. He's bald again.
Yes, with a big beard.
Yeah.
And he's got his long robe.
Yeah, he comes out to the Star Wars music.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they have metal boards across the guardrails.
Yeah, and people are just banging on them.
Yeah, it's
and the censors have their finger over the button.
Yeah.
You're going to get your what? Nope.
And he wrestles James Gibson. What?
It's a great time to be a wrestling fan, whether it's the independents, whether it's on TV.
Plenty of wrestling out there.
If you don't be someone who just draws a line in the sand and says you only watch WWE, you only watch AEW, absorb it all, because at the end of the
day, both.
Check it out. Support your independents, because the independents are pretty much, if you really watch, everyone that's on TV now all came from the, like, there's not many people who besides your Randy Orton's
come from.
They're all independent stars who are now taking over the world.
Yeah.
And the people from Leapfrog can be that next generation in a couple more years, you know? And it's, I'm excited, and I'm very proud to even say if someone makes that next step to, like, we knew them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But listen, Abs, we love you to death, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. That'll do it for Tornado Tag Podcast. Make sure you check the links below. Go follow Abs on all social media, on the Twitter, on the Instagrams. Check out his What a Maneuver. Grab some merchandise. And if you can follow us on all social media, you could check us out as well in our link trees. We just got a new fancy update on there. We do have a donations tab. It's set your own price. The lowest you can do is $1. If 100 people watch this and you just all do $1, that'd be awesome. Because we're at the point now where our equipment for podcasting, we're done. We got what we need when it comes to podcasting.
Well, maybe we need a light.
I think we need a light. But just full disclosure, a lot of this equipment too does go to Camp Leapfrog and goes to other promotions to help film and make the content.
But it doesn't go to them. It goes to you filming there.
My equipment goes to those locations to help get the content. And there's one camera I'm eyeing up that I think would really help give us a better look. And that's what I'm saving my money for. So if you buy a T-shirt or if you do any donations, that's where your money's going. I mean, full disclosure, it's going to help make wrestling content look better. So thank you guys for the support. Thank you, Az, for hanging out with us. Here's some Billy Trey. Make sure you don't close out right away, because after this goes off the air, I want to thank you again personally. But here's some Billy Trey, and we'll see you guys soon.